unprofessional. Simply unprofessional. Yeah. Unprofessional. Yeah. Unprofessional. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I am your host, Webby, and joining me tonight, we got Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
And we also have Devin, but Devin is currently away from his computer, but he will be joining us momentarily, I'm sure. So, Rob, how's that blizzard that we were supposed to get here on Wednesday?
It's terrifying. Past Wednesday. I don't know how I'll ever dig out.
I know. So tonight we're going to be talking about Jessica Jones, Season 2. Recently aired, I believe it was March... I want to say like March 8th? Early March. What did you think overall? Actually... Let me preface this. What out of the Netflix shows for like the Marvel Netflix shows? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite one?
It's Jessica Jones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Wow, man. Not too many. I mean, it's a good show, but like I don't know too many people who that's like top of their list. Devin really surprised me. Devin said it was like up there for him. That's why I decided to give the first season a rewatch, but because there's only really one thing that I cared like that I actually liked about the first season. Mm-hmm. It's not as bad rewatching it. I think I overlook some of the other iffy things, like what Clay really hated fucking season one. He didn't finish it. He doesn't want anything to do with the second season. He hated the character of Jessica Jones because, all right, his big issue, and it was my issue for a while, but I think it got better throughout the season, and it was definitely way better in season two. She's a private detective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But for a private detective, she's kind of oblivious to some things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that really got under Clay's skin right off the bat. He's like, why are you going to have a PI who is fucking dense and can't pick up on, like, the slightest clues? Like, that's legit her job. Like...
Well, I mean, she's drunk all the time, for one thing.
True. Which, I mean, I don't know. I don't mind that aspect of the character. it makes a lot more sense in season two.
Yeah.
You know, why she chooses to drink all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I mean. That's why she doesn't notice things as much, I think. She's constantly drunk.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. So this being your favorite show, and Devin's in the background yelling, I wish I could mute, like, force mute him on Discord. Is that a thing?
You can drag him out of the chat for the moment.
Hey, look, I did a thing. Alright, that way we just don't get any of his background yelling and conversation. So, of the two seasons, since this is your favorite show, of the two seasons, which one did you like more?
The first season.
Really? Now, let me ask you, was it simply because of the villain in the first season? Okay. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing I really, really enjoyed was David Tennant and him being Kilgrave.
Yeah. I really liked both seasons. The only reason I liked season one better was because of Kilgrave.
Okay. So, if you haven't listened to these things before, folks, I'm just now saying it because it's just now dawning on me. Spoiler alert. We're going to give shit away. If you haven't watched Jessica Jones yet and you don't want spoilers, pause the podcast. Go binge watch Jessica Jones. Come back and listen. But spoiler section, you know, moving forward, I was really happy to see his cameo in season two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Kilgrave was definitely, that's what made me stick through Jessica Jones, I guess.
Yeah.
I just feel, I don't know how to word this right. I feel like having Kilgrave as the villain in season one, I understand they need a good villain to kind of cement and catch enough people's attention where, okay, now it's viable for a season two.
Yeah.
But with a villain like Kilgrave, it's, I went into season two figuring you're going to be hard pressed to find a villain or something that's going to be on par with Kilgrave, and that expectation was met. Like, I felt kind of shorthanded, I guess, as far as villains go in season two. But, I mean, it was more about her past. So.
Yep.
But, yeah, so season one was your favorite season, but you liked season. I mean, is season two still in front of all the other Netflix shows? Or
yeah, yeah, I'd say so.
Man, I don't know if I've ever met anybody like that. Like me, like I like Daredevil season two is still my favorite. I think. Mm-hmm. I liked season one, but Daredevil season two I think is my favorite so far, and then it goes into. Probably Punisher. Anyway, we're not here to talk about all that crap. I'm literally trying to buy time until Devin gets back, too. So, what were some of your favorite parts, or what did you or didn't you like about things that they did in season two?
Well, I mean, I do like that she, well, I don't know if you want me to say it right away, but one of the things was the ending. I was so surprised about the ending. I was like, oh my God.
I mean, you can say it. We already said spoilers, so
well, yeah.
If nothing else, it'll be a little bit more repetitive when we talk about it a little later, but.
Yeah. So with the ending with Trish shooting her mother in the head. I was not expecting it to be Trish. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, she's gonna rip her to pieces.
Yeah, like when it first happened, I was like, oh shit, those cops got there quick. And then she looks over and it's Trish, and I was like, oh girl, you better run. So, I don't know, like I can't even put myself in that mind state of why, like, of even defending Trish on that action, on that particular action. Like,
there was no reason for her to do it. It's because she wanted to be the hero.
Right, but in the end, she's not. Yeah. She's a killer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, okay, she killed a quote-unquote bad person, okay? The cops were on their way. That bad person wasn't going anywhere. They were in a fucking Ferris wheel. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't understand. Oh, Devin's back, folks. We started, hey. Devin. I figured, I told him all that you were going to be jumping here.
Yeah, I heard.
Okay. So, Devin, what did you think of season two versus season one? Like, which season did you like better and or why?
I felt season two, for me personally, was more immediately enjoyable than season one. Like, I figured season one, when I first watched it, I didn't really enjoy it as much. It took me a second watch to really get and appreciate and like it.
Mm-hmm.
More than originally. Okay, originally it was probably one of my least favorite ones, and I rewatched it again. And then it was now it was like one of my probably it's top one or two for me. And then number two was immediately more enjoyable. Although I think binge watching definitely helped because it is one of those shows where I feel the story jumps around a lot.
Yeah.
Sporadically. And they do eventually kind of tie in a lot of those plot threads. But if you're watching it episodic week by week, it would get I think it would be more stale than watching it, sitting there and watching it in one sitting.
Right.
So, all in all.
Yeah, I don't know if I could watch Jessica Jones, like, one episode a week.
Like serialized? Yeah. I would lose interest.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely lose interest if it was serialized.
Something like The Punisher, if you made it serialized, that's one of those things where it's like, I would wait until it's out to just be able to binge watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's another one. Actually, Jessica Jones season 2 reminds me a lot of Punisher.
Yeah.
In a weird way, in terms of tone and just like how it's paced out.
So, my last question to Edquist. Edquist, how did I phrase that question? Was that one of your favorite parts, or was that just like a part that you weren't expecting?
Well, kind of both. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, and then it was like, oh my god, that is. Because now you're in low season 3, it's going to be like, well, are they going to end up fighting?
Right. So, Devin, I just finished asking Edquist, what was one of yours or a couple of your favorite parts from season 2? Or maybe parts that you just didn't care for at all?
Well, one of my favorite parts had to be... Sorry, one of my favorite parts probably had to be... I always forget her friend's name. What's her friend's name?
Trish.
Malcolm. Malcolm, there you go. Like, his kind of ascension and growth as a character.
Yep.
I really enjoyed that. Because I always liked him as a character. He kind of became his own character in this, not so much of just psychic.
Right.
Which is cool. Kind of like a Froggy from Daredevil.
Yeah.
That I liked a lot. Didn't, ironically enough, though, although you wouldn't get this advancement if it wasn't for this character, did not really care for the one other Asian PI.
He
went from like PI to assassin real quick.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, the thing is, okay, I understand, like, he has military background and stuff.
Well, no, but he was
being a PI, yeah, being a PI.
Above the wall, and then he was, like,
going
was
all, like, straight all right, no, to we're doing
everything,
the law.
We're doing everything by the book, everything's going to be solid, you know, all that stuff. And then, like, next time we see him, he's on the outside with a sniper rifle, like, I'm like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I didn't care for that character at all, like... I don't know. Like, I guess he was an all right antagonist for like the background stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I think I would have enjoyed him better if it just was like the PI stuff. Like, if he didn't get involved with like you said, or like the sniping aspect of everything.
Yeah, or even if he was like went into like her apartment, like planted evidence or something, like as a PI,
right?
And then like called the police, and they found like and, you know, and got her in trouble legally. By doing illegal stuff, not just flat out trying to kill somebody. I would appreciate it more.
Right.
I actually am getting really annoyed with Hogarth. Like, the more she's in more of the stuff, the more I'm just like, I don't need to see her anymore.
Like, most of my favorite parts came from things I wasn't expecting, which like, was Trish at the end, and then Hogarth getting that what's-her-face to murder her boyfriend, and then... her mom jumping out the window with the cop, like, all those things, I was just like, damn.
Yeah, like, okay, let's talk about that for a second. Like, alright, so Hogarth, she takes in somebody as a favor, and then that person gives her a name to this healer. She gets him out of prison. She shacks them up in her fancy ass apartment. She ends up getting robbed blind. Like, everything that wasn't nailed down was taken. Mm-hmm. Now, not saying that she couldn't replace it all. Like, she even said she can replace it. It's the moral of it, really. To her. So instead of the, you know, scaring them or going through the law, you know, purposes of it all, she gets the one girl to fucking blow the brains out of her boyfriend with a gun. Like, and then I'm sure that girl got arrested because she called 911 and reported a shooting. So, I mean, we never really get to hear what happens to that character, but, like, wow, Hogarth, like, I didn't, like you said, I didn't expect her to, like, it's, she essentially pulled the trigger. She just, she gave somebody the gun and pointed them in that direction.
Yeah, like, that's what, I feel like a lot of characters in this kind of went from one extreme to the other real quick. That was the only thing, my only real nitpick.
Well, see, okay, in my, in Hogarth's defense, I think her character probably was ruthless enough to do what she did beyond the fucking, the PI going fucking G.I. Joe.
No, I can definitely see it more in her and then like with her sickness, like her false hope being destroyed. Right. You know?
Yeah.
Like I could get, I get it more so.
But still, that's ruthless.
It's ruthless. Mm-hmm. And I felt like we didn't need this. Like, it's just me. I like the Hogarth character, but I like her more when she's in, like, not in the background, but more subtle to the story. Right. Not so much like front and center.
Right. I like her character being what her character was meant to be. She's the lawyer. She's tied in with a couple of the different shows now.
Daredevil.
Yeah.
Daredevil, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones.
Yep.
And I think they may have looped her in on Luke Cage once.
So, essentially, she's the defender's lawyer. You know? But, I don't know.
Which they have a lawyer. Ironically enough.
Yeah. But
they have Matt Murdock.
Yep. Which I'm sure Foggy Nelson would fucking be a great lawyer for them. He'd do
it. I mean, he also worked for Hogarth.
Yeah. Yeah, because now Hogarth is her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. Now, is she still going to be a law firm? Like, is she going to be a lawyer? I didn't know. Okay. Yeah,
she started her own law firm.
Okay.
So, is a good chance Foggy may go work for her?
I don't know. Maybe. She reamed him out pretty good that one time in this season. When he came in and defended her against her sickness and she ripped him a new asshole.
Mm-hmm. But that's Hogarth, though. He always does that.
True. So, yeah, long story short, Malcolm ends up working. He's working with that PI, the Asian dude, right?
Yeah.
And then they are together working for Hogarth. Okay. Yes. Well, I mean, that'll make it interesting. Like, I'm curious to see where that goes. Like, what side projects they have going on, because like Malcolm seems like he's a legit dude. He doesn't want to cause problems and he just wants to help people, and I'm curious to see how far into working for Hogarth he realizes he's not really helping people. So although he does get to choose his own cases apparently, which is nice, have that kind of freedom. But now no one's... Who's going to be there for Jessica to give her energy drinks in the morning?
Nobody. You could literally... Her other friend shot her mom in the head.
Yeah.
Well, she has her boyfriend and the little kid now.
Oh, yeah, Oscar. I think his name's Oscar, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Paint Sex Guy.
Paint Sex Guy, yeah. Oscar and little mini Oscar. I don't remember the little guy's name.
It's called Mijo.
Mijo. I don't know what Mijo means.
I think it's like a little one or something like that.
Oh, all right. Yeah, Mijo. Anyway. So, yeah. We didn't even touch upon that. New fucking tenant. Not even a tenant. He's the... What's the name of the actual position? Like, he manages the...
Yeah, the
apartment building? The super?
Yeah.
So this dude moves in, right? Gets really snarky with Jessica. Then they end up, you know, ultimately they end up fucking. Like, you know, they have a thing for each other. But this dude fucking forges documents. So he breaks the law too. It's a match made in heaven, man.
Yep. He has a crazy ex.
Until Luke comes back because the nurse dumps him, and then Luke wants to get with Jessica and ends up just killing everyone. That's not going to happen. I don't know. I want to see Luke Cage get shot in the face with a shotgun again. I'm still curious how that works. Like, it doesn't leave a mark, but it knocked him fuck out for quite a while. Anyway. Yeah, Jessica Jones, man. Fuck. I don't have a favorite part. Well, my favorite part was Edquist's favorite part. Fucking Trish blowing the brains out of Jessica's mom. Got super quiet. I'm talking to myself now. I feel weird. I don't like it.
No, you're not talking to yourself.
Not at all.
That's it. We're ending the episode. I'm never doing this again. I quit.
All right. Rob, me and you, let's take over.
You're letting me quit?
Yeah.
All right.
I know what you really want.
What's that?
You've been wanting to quit forever. I just know what you really want.
Yeah, well, okay. You explain it to the rest of them.
I'm just trying to give you what you want. I mean, I'm not going to be too far behind you.
You heard it here first, folks. Edquist and Devin are going to take over an SU. This is my send-off episode. We'll see how long this lasts.
About 2 weeks, because I don't have the email account for SU, so about 2 weeks.
Edquist does.
Actually, for forever, because if we don't ever read back bad reviews, Rob, we're just going to keep going.
I never
read. Now I'm talking to myself.
Hold on. No. Wait. You said if you guys never read the negative reviews, then you'll just keep going. Mm-hmm. I don't read negative reviews, but... You imply that there are negative... Where are these negative reviews?
Negative reviews are coming in because you're not on the show anymore, Webby.
Yeah.
So where are they now?
You're on the show.
There are none yet. People are going to complain when we take over
for you. People are going to riot.
Just not going to read it.
When you leave the show, they're going to riot. Webby's like, whose knees do I need to break?
I'm going to disappear. Y'all are never going to hear from me for a while. You guys are going to have to...
Wait.
You guys are going to have to...
For a while.
You guys are going to have to hire Jessica Jones to come track me down. There you go. See, we came full circle. We're back on JJ. So... Oh, no. I do have one more favorite part. Okay. So, in the first season... I didn't care much for Trish. Like, I don't know. They touched upon it in this season too, but she's like that friend that just wants to be a superhero. Like, she wants nothing more to be a superhero. And so she's super jealous of Jessica, and she just wants to always help out and be a hero, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I just didn't like her in the first season.
I wasn't a fan that much either, to be honest.
Second season, one of my favorite parts, watching this bitch go downhill. fast. Mm-hmm. Like, she has the opportunity. She's like, here's this inhaler that this guy that I used to like that is now mauled by a monster was taking and enhances stuff. Yeah, I'll take it. How could she not realize that that was a drug? Like, she had very bad withdrawal symptoms.
I think she did realize it, but remember, they talked about her being an addict, so she was just like not... Like, she saw it, but was pretending to herself that it wasn't a drug.
Oh, man.
I just love her mouth hit it, and he's like, just running down the street.
Well, see, now he could tell it was a drug.
Yes. But, like, okay, so this inhaler essentially enhances her senses, increases her agility, and so on and so forth. She's quickly becoming, Hellcat, I think she becomes in the comics.
Yeah.
I was really waiting for her when they had her hidden down in the morgue, and she was in fucking a coma or whatever. I was honest to God waiting for her to die. Because that's part of the Hellcat persona type thing, is she literally died, went to hell, and came back.
And then...
And she had some, like, crazy abilities.
And they got married to Satan's son.
Really?
Yeah, or basically the equivalent of Satan's son, Damien Hellstrom?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think...
Damon Hellstrom?
I think, sadly, we're going to see, based off of what happened for the very end of the season three, she's going to kind of be able to grasp her new abilities, and she's going to be fucking Hellcat. She's going to be that superhero that no one likes or wants.
It's putting my head question. What did I? Because I'm almost certain the operation she went under was a success, and it showed something happened at the end.
Yeah. Okay. So when she walked, she was at Jessica's door in her hallway, and Jessica kind of just told her to get lost. Essentially, I think, I don't remember. Anyway, when she was leaving, she got bumped by somebody and went and dropped her phone. And she caught it with her foot.
Yeah. There we go.
So, you know, your enhanced senses, enhanced agility, you know, it's all starting to kick in. I'm just really curious if they're going to give her the other powers. Like, in the comics, she had powers where she could kind of gauge psychic energy. She could kind of read it, and it allowed her to somewhat almost predict near future occurrences, like within like a minute or something like that. I don't know, it was weird. She had some crazy psychic shit. It's just what we need, another hero with psychic shit. Let's bring back Professor X. He did it the best. You want to fight Professor X? He's in a wheelchair. He'll go in your brain, and you fight on a battlefield like chess pieces, and he wears gladiator combat armor and whoops your ass. So.
Let's talk more about your repressed Professor Professor X feelings.
No, I like Professor X, actually.
I know, but it's like, I feel like you like him too much. Like, you're... But yes, we need more Professor X.
Nah, I'm glad that boulder crushed his legs. Wow, that's mean.
I literally want to. Somebody please just sound clip that one part.
Of nope. Like, Don't do it. That's very mean.
It's gonna be my text message alert.
I've got that boulder crushed his legs. Like,
no, don't say that. Don't say that. That's bad. That's mean. Don't video. Don't audio clip anything.
Oh man, just give no context to it. Just like, oh yeah. You know what one guy said? He's like, yeah, I'm glad that
boulder crushed his legs. anyway. I don't know what else to really say about Jessica Jones. Like, I watched it a few weeks ago. We've all watched it, just like, I think Rob, you're probably the most recent viewer of it. Ultimately, Jessica's an angry person. You get that from season one. She has super strength. Turns out, shit runs in the family. There's this crazy-ass murderer running around, literally ripping people apart. Turns out that it's Jessica's mom. They reunite. She's kind of all right around Jessica. Like, she can kind of get her shit together for a little while, but she has certain triggers. Crazy strength. She's stronger than Jessica and way angrier. That's where we find out that alcohol takes the edge off of the anger, apparently. Maybe that's why Jessica drinks so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she drinks so much because she has other problems, but that may also be a contributing factor.
Yeah. So, I mean, ultimately, I think that technically was the villain this season, right? Was her mom?
Yeah.
Her mom and herself, I guess. But I don't know. Doesn't matter now. Mom got shot. Trish is a saint. She's a hero. Everyone loves her except for Jessica. And that's a lie because no one fucking likes Trish. So, yeah. Anyway, Patsy. I don't
fucking Patsy.
Patsy. Dude, she really dug into this fucking research thing when she was trying to get clues to Jessica's past. Yeah,
for real. I'm like,
dude, she like dressed up as Patsy and did like children's parties for files to get paid in hospital files. It's like, really? How desperate are you?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Pretty weird. Yeah, it's pretty fucking.
I will say, though, the movie producer guy, I think Jessica should have killed him. I think she should have just punched a hole right through him, right through the fucking engine block. Yep. Guy was a scumbag.
Yep. But he hired what they needed, Weber. He hired what they needed.
Yeah, but there's other ways to get that.
I mean, probably.
I mean, Jess is a private investigator. Do some private investigating.
She is when it's convenient for the plot.
I know. That's so weird.
She's a great investigator when it's convenient for plot. Otherwise, nope.
Now, my last favorite part. Kilgrave makes an appearance in this season as a figment of Jessica's imagination. And she has conversations with him, and he just is a delight. I love his character, and I love how he's just, like, poking and pushing all of Jessica's buttons, but it's really her doing it. You know. He made the season great. Glad the mom got shot. Bring back Kilgrave. 2019.
It is comic book. It could happen.
I honestly don't know what else to contribute. Like
the fucking hand, or yeah, the hand.
The ninjas.
I always forget which. I'm getting my verses mixed up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the fucking hand. They get their grasp on him. I mean, honestly, that would make sense because that's a good fucking ability to have.
Yeah. And they do have the capability of doing it.
Yeah, or I mean, they bring his ass back.
I don't know if they
like they make that. Like the next Defenders, if there is ever a season 2 of Defenders, next fucking Defenders is like the, you know, the League of Evil people.
Or yeah, and if they brought Kilgrave back, the next Defender season could be partially kind of like Marvel Civil War almost, where Kilgrave literally just has like two people fighting to the other two people. I'm curious who would win.
I mean, I think if it's Luke Cage and Jessica Jones.
Now, Luke Cage would have to team up with Iron Fist. It's the comics.
You would have to. I know.
They are a legendary team up.
But then again, so him and Jessica Jones have a daughter.
Yeah, in the comics. Yeah,
yeah, I know. So but I mean,
that's also a pretty legendary team up.
I mean, I guess. Okay. But I mean, think about it. If you had Luke Cage,
who wins that fight? Comes in and wins the fight.
But see, I think it would be Luke Cage and Iron Fist versus Jessica Jones and Daredevil, right?
I mean,
because then each side has a martial artist and each side has a fucking powerhouse, essentially. And then, I don't know, I think Luke Cage would probably have it over, unless Jessica Jones gets her hand on a shotgun again. That seemed to stop him in his tracks the first time. And then if it came down to Daredevil versus Iron Fist, I'm gonna give that one to Daredevil. I think
off feats in the show, me too.
Yeah,
it should be Iron Fist, but off just what's been done so far in the show.
Yep.
I mean, as long as Daredevil stays away from edges of buildings, he doesn't get pushed off a building, I think we're good.
Yeah,
or push into a pipe and then off the building. So yeah, you know, Kung Fu. I'm gonna push you. That's what I'm gonna do. Push you.
Yep.
You know. He was better in Defenders. I'll give him that. Finn Jones, you're better in Defenders. You weren't terrible.
But Jessica Jones, you were awesome in Defenders. You fucking slammed people into walls and shit. I don't know. You hated everybody. Yeah. I think that's the one thing I really can relate to in Jessica Jones is just I hate everybody.
I mean, me too. I think we all do.
I guess, I don't know. That makes it less miserable to watch that show. So... And here I am. It's Edquist's favorite show. I didn't realize that.
Yep. a lot of the Marvel ones, yeah.
Now, is there a reason why Jessica Jones is your favorite show out of the Marvel ones? Compared to
Mainly because she's so snarky and hates everyone.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
So we all connect to Jessica Jones. We all hate everyone too. All right.
I mean,
a sight out of her soul.
I mean, to be fair, she has a few people that she likes. And to be fair, on that same note, Frank Castle also just has a very few people that he likes.
He does. That's the team up I want. I want Jessica Jones and Frank Castle team up.
Oh God. Well, I don't know. Jessica Jones doesn't like being a murderer, even though she is.
She totes is.
I like, dude. See, that's what makes a unique character for me is like when a superhero kills, whether it be accidental or on purpose, and then has to live with that. I don't think she did it very well. But, dude, she like killed that cop, and she's like, well, instead of like making it seem like there's an altercation and maybe the other person got away, I'm just going to drop him off his roof and make it look like a suicide. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, granted, it worked, but really? That's something, like, bad people would do. Like, some superhero.
Yeah.
So you like Jessica Jones because she's snarky and hates people.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, when I was a teenager, I loved Daria, and she's like Daria grew up and became a freaking drive
nut. Yep. You're not wrong.
I don't. Okay. Well, do you guys have anything else that you'd like to add about Jessica Jones season 2?
I'm good.
Fucking
no, I mean, I like the wizard too. We mentioned him.
Oh yeah, the wizard. All right, this was probably hands down one of my favorite characters in the entire season.
I mean, he was.
This series of people come to Jessica Jones's office while Malcolm's still working with her, and they're kind of interviewing why they're coming to her to see which case they want to take. All of a sudden, she answers the door. Here's this big fat guy, and he's scared shitless that somebody's trying to kill him because he's so fast. And she does not believe him in the slightest, which, I mean, most people probably wouldn't, right? And then he comes back later on and motherfucker can move. This guy, he's not like just a star athlete. He's like a dumbed down version of the Flash.
A very dumbed down version.
Like, he could probably outrun Captain America. I'll say that.
He dies in possibly the dumbest one.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. She starts chasing him. I'll let Edwards call this one.
He can only use his powers when he's scared. It's one of the other caveats.
Yeah. I forgot about that. But, I mean, if he thinks he's being chased, isn't he scared all the time?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Man, and this guy loved ferrets. He had a ferret. That was a ferret, right? Or was it a mongoose, I think?
Mongoose, yeah, I think so.
Ferret, mongoose, weasel, they're all the same.
Yeah, they're all rodents, whatever. Anyway, Edquist, go ahead and tell us all how he died.
So he comes back to her thing, begging her to help him again, like the third time, and she just goes off on him because she was having a bad day, and he gets scared of her and starts whipping around her office, throwing stuff at her. And she's now realizes he does have power, so she's like, wait, hold on. But he's just like flinging stuff. He flings her dead parents and brother at her, and she has to smash their urns. So then she jumps out the window to try to cut him off, and he runs under this scaffolding, and then you don't know at the time, but her mom knocks down the scaffolding and, like, crushes him with it while she's chasing him.
Yeah, a metal pipe through the chest. Man, people just seem to die when they're around Jessica Jones. It's almost as if the police should lock her away. I did like how they made reference to the raft in this season.
Mm.
which is the underwater prison from Civil War. That was nicknamed the Raft. That's where Hawkeye and Falcon and all them, until Captain America busted their asses out. So.
Yup.
Oh, man. This episode's struggling for 40 minutes. I got nothing else. We got the wizard. We had the doctor, the doctor who essentially performed the experimental drugs.
I actually kind of like that guy.
I did too. I did too.
He was always wearing like the classic rock t-shirts.
Oh yeah. Well, he dude, he's a hippie.
He's a hippie. He was always talking about his weed.
Yeah. So essentially, Jessica and her parents and her brother were in a car accident. She made it out relatively unscathed. Her mother was charred to a crisp, like burnt. And this doctor brought her back to life and was able to do various skin grafts and like get her skin to be more normal, except for like the back of her head, I guess. She got to wear a wig. I don't know. Everything else seemed pretty normal. I don't know why they couldn't fix just the back of her dome. But we find out that because of the testing that he did, he also did it on Jessica. And that's where they got their powers, I guess. So, yeah. Anyway, he ends up fucking offing himself. That was cool. You guys are like not chiming in with stuff, and I'm just like trailing on. God so he damn it!
Off himself, yeah.
Well, he's the one who puts Trish through.
It's all good.
He's the one who puts Trish through most of the procedure until Jessica comes in and like wrecks the machine.
Yep.
Then he offs himself.
Yeah. Oh, and another of my favorite parts that I didn't expect was when Trish freaking smashes Malcolm in the back of the head and shoves him in the trunk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, she was on drugs. Like, bad coming down off that shit.
True.
So,
it's true.
Don't do drugs, kids. And for that matter, adults, don't do drugs. Like, as or often. Let me rephrase this. Don't do drugs as often as Trish. So she went like every day she was doing it, and she got hooked.
This is the logic behind Trish's drugs, like taking his inhaler, was stupid to me. Like, I wanted to slam it. Like, okay, so guy has thing. You have no idea what's in it. Guy you don't necessarily like has thing that you don't know what's in it. He's taking it to, air quotes, protect you. It's built of sketch. It's all sketch.
Oh, yeah. And then when she brought it...
It's super sketchy. And then you just bring this home, like, all right, I'm going to bring it home and get it analyzed.
First,
we're going to hit it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm gonna hit this shit. And then she's, like, addicted right off the bat. She still goes and gets it analyzed, and the doctor's like, oh, yeah, half the stuff, if any human consumed it, it would kill them. Like, it's
honestly,
like, what?
That's how I'm expecting her to die. Like, I'm expecting her to be, like, start of season 3, she's on her deathbed. From her fucking drug issues, die, and then meet Hellstorm and comes back.
Well, I mean, she already did that funky thing at the end where she caught her phone with her foot, so I'm assuming they're just going to give her the powers and not kill her into dead.
I mean, that's fine, because then you're introducing magic into the world more so than the hand has, like real magic and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he has like a magical triton. It's stupid. It's really dumb. He has like a magical triton.
Are we talking about fucking Aquaman now?
No, we're talking about Hellstorm.
Oh. So Aquaman also has a magical trident. It's dumb.
It is, but Jason Momoa makes it better. I'm happy. He's making Aquaman great again.
Well, hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Back the Aquaman truck up. You said he's making Aquaman great again, implying that Aquaman was great at some point previously.
To be fair, Aquaman was shitty. Aquaman was really shitty. Then he got really good in recent years, and then
I will say Jason Momoa is doing Aquaman justice.
I will say this: you have no respect for Aquaman, and that's okay.
That's not true.
I'm not gonna get into this again. Aquaman.
That's not true.
Aquaman's top tier.
Well,
I will say this. I could say this. Aquaman has more personality than Superman. Superman's a piece of shit.
I will say Aquaman has more personality.
Aquaman has more personality than Superman, and he has more motivation and drive than Batman.
Listen here, folks. 10,000 fish can't be wrong. Okay. Anyway, I guess we'll
could do an entire thing.
There was that one comic arc where he had a hook hand that killed people if he touched them.
It was a magical hook hand.
I know. Of instant death.
That was fucking what's his name? That was an Arthur. I think that was fucking what's his name? What was his name?
I'm pretty sure it was Arthur.
No, I think it might have been Arthur. It wasn't Arthur. It was fucking the.
It was a variation of him. But in any case, yeah, let's give a superhero an instant touch death ability.
This is what I like about Aquaman. Aquaman is—he's a hero who fights. He's like Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman like he does not have the same qualms about fucking murking somebody that Superman does. If shit gets real, she will just kill her enemy. She does not care. You know, that's been proven numerous times. She does not give a fuck. Like, if shit gets real and it's like, oh, I gotta kill you, I'm just gonna kill you. I was raised a warrior. I killed people before.
Listen, you won't be my first. I feel dirty that our Marvel discussion turns to DC.
I also feel dirty about this, but so, you know what? It's called buying time.
We're gonna end on a high
note. Well, no, wait. Back to Jessica Jones for a minute. One of the things I wanted to bring up was how his place said she had no detective skills. I like how she used his dating app to triangulate his position by calling all those women.
Yeah. Like I said, that was actually good.
Hold on. Would that actually work?
I mean, maybe. I mean, yeah. It depends on a lot of information that she didn't have access to. For one, it would depend on you would need to know exactly.
I like how a lot of these random chicks are just willing to give this other chick information on them.
I like how more about these random, like, because this doesn't happen in real life. These random chicks are really concerned about an ex-druggie.
Right. Yeah.
Who they met on a dating app.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of them are like, well, when you find him, just tell him to call me. Let him know I want to know if he's okay. Like,
oh, man.
How bad is your dating life where your best prospect is an ex druggie? Like, yeah, he's a nice guy. I like Malcolm. Don't get me wrong. But he's an ex druggie turned sex addict. It's not.
Well, like, he's. All right, but I mean, he was forced into the drug life.
I mean, probably, yeah, but regardless.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, and to all of our druggies out there listening to SU, I have nothing against you. You do you. I mean, who else would help me move a refrigerator besides a crackhead?
Jessica Jones. She'll help you when it's impatient. When she's impatient.
Exactly.
She'll just tell you, get the fuck out of her way, and she'll just lift your fridge.
Also shatter, like, every expectation by doing so.
Yep.
But that's Jessica Jones. She shatters expectations in a nutshell. That's what she is. Breaker of expectations. She finally becomes a superhero, so hopefully maybe next season will be, like, superhero private investigation. Let's see. Probably not.
She heals fast, too, right? That's part of her thing.
Kind of like,
yeah, faster than normal.
Not like she's not like hurt and then not hurt. No, it's like, and then, like and she's like Spider-Man, like, oh, I broke my arm, that'll be better in a day,
right? You know, what would suck is if a boulder crushed her legs.
Question is, buddy, would you be happy about it?
Meh.
I mean, a boulder could probably crush Trish. I wouldn't mind too much.
No, that would put a sadistic smile on my face. The second you mentioned that, I just couldn't help but smile. I don't know why. Like,
dude, I don't know what it is. That'd be so fucking weird. She's just walking down the street in the middle of fucking New York and this giant fucking boulder just crushed.
It's like Town of Salem style where it just falls from the sky right? and just like, a pool of blood.
Where the fuck did that come from? Like, she's in the middle of like fucking Central Park. Like, what the fuck? Or fucking like Joe Dirt, like a frozen like meteor. Oh, man.
And if I could just be next to it when it happens, I'd be like, oh, that's some shit luck, and then just walk away.
Why? Well, I mean, no, you pull out your phone, like, take a selfie, like, eh, I'm out.
Hey.
Hey, this bitch got crushed by a boulder. I'm out.
Well, shit. All right, Edquist, if you had to crush one Jessica Jones character with a boulder, who would it be? Shit just got real. Difficult.
It would be Patsy's mom.
Oh yeah, fuck that
okay,
bitch.
Yeah.
No, you know what they should do? In season 3, Trish should go back to Jessica and then Jessica be like, "Listen, Trish, it's too soon." And then Trish can be like, "Well, how about this? I shot your mom in the face. Why don't you shoot my mom in the face? Then we're even."
And then Jessica just looks at her like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Closes the door and just walks away. And then she's out in the hallway like, it was a good idea. Like, no. No, it wasn't. It really wasn't, Trish. Kind of like every decision you've made recently.
So, I would crush Trish. You would crush Trish's mom. Devin, who would you opt to crush? Trish? All right. So between us, we could just get an extra large boulder and crush the Walker family.
Yep.
So, good times. Good times were had by all. All right, that's essentially, unless Edquist, do you have any more little surprise nuggets that you want to pull out? From Jessica Jones, season 2.
Nope, not that I can think of.
Okay. I like that one part in the van where the mom followed him in and fucking ripped the guy limb from limb.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
This season was exceptionally violent compared to last season, I think.
I agree.
All right. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there then, folks. So, Devin.
Yes.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at DMP_Pookie on Twitter and at Pook Killed Me on Twitch.
Okay. Mr. Edquist, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at Confessor_X and on Twitch at twitch.tv/ConfessorX.
And at the bottom of a whiskey jar. Oh.
Jessica... If I had whiskey, then yeah.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Jax Forest Walker, all one word, on Instagram at fucking something. Type in my name. You'll find me. I'm easy. It's cool. And on Twitch at twitch.tv/DMWebby. And as always, folks, until next time, fuck Booster Gold.
Fuck Booster Gold. Fuck Booster Gold. Fuck it. Fuck them. Fuck everybody.
You know what I just
especially
noticed?
Especially Booster Gold. What?
We technically end all episodes of Simply a Professional talking about DC characters.
We do.
All right. Outro music. It is...